The Massachusetts race for the U.S. Senate continues to draw national attention for two reasons. One, it's a politically important contest. And two, it's the most expensive congressional race in the country. And Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren just announced her biggest monthly fundraising haul yet. The campaign raised more than $3 million in the month of June out of a total of $8.6 million in the last reporting quarter.
Now, that's a startling number, not least because the funds were raised at the same time Warren was mired in controversy regarding her claims of Native American heritage. Maurice Cunningham is the chairman of the Political Science Department at UMass Boston. He says looking back now, the controversy could have actually benefited the Warren campaign.
That issue has had no resonance at all in polling numbers, but it appears to have spurred her fundraising efforts, and I think some of this is a response to what Democrats perceive as a smear against her.
Elizabeth Warren now has $13.5 million on hand, slightly more than Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown had in his campaign coffers at the end of last quarter. Now, Boston Globe's reporter Michael Levinson was on this story today, and he joins us from the State House. Michael, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So Senator Brown hasn't yet reported what he's raised this quarter. That is due by Sunday's filing deadline. But let's talk about Elizabeth Warren's more than $8 million. It's quite a sum. What is it telling us about the state of her campaign?
I think it's telling us two things. One is that this isn't just a campaign about who's going to represent Massachusetts in the Senate, but it's about which party is going to control the United States Senate. So in that sense, it's become a national race, and people from all across the country are looking to this as an important race and are writing checks accordingly.
Now, we don't yet know, because the current information has come from a press release that the Warren campaign put out. The specific filings, again, are coming on Sunday. We don't yet know where the money has really come from this past quarter, do we?
That's correct. We won't know that until Sunday when they put out a more complete report. They've just put out a press release now highlighting their big numbers.
And the thing that you reported on today in the Globe, which I found to be quite remarkable, is that this is just the latest quarter of a sustained period of fundraising for Elizabeth Warren.
Right. That's one of the most remarkable things from what, you know, veteran political fundraisers tell me, is that, you know, you often see a candidate make a splash on the scene and raise a lot of money in a short period, but here she's done it three quarters in a row, big numbers increasing each time and nearly doubling the amount that Senator Brown is taking in, and he's no slouch when it comes to fundraising himself.
Do we know how overall, beyond sort of the fact that he had earned $13 million by the time the last reporting quarter came around, how the two compare?
In terms of their money in the bank?
Well, in terms, I guess, of the trends of how they've been able to raise the money, and also in the case of Scott Brown, for example, where the money has come from.
Sure. She's raising a lot from liberal groups that have come in on her behalf, groups like Emily's List and this Progressive Change Committee, and they've activated a national network of donors that have just poured money into her campaign, and I think 59% of her donations have come from out of state. So that's been a source of some criticism from the Brown campaign.
Hmm. This is a big money Senate race here in Massachusetts. And as we were saying earlier, nationwide, all the more remarkable because both campaigns have signed an agreement that says outside money is not going to be part of this race.
Right. And in a sense, that's sort of put additional pressure on them to raise more on their own. They won't have outside groups to fall back on should their money run short. So if they're going to run ads, you know, from now until Election Day, they're going to have to fund them themselves.
Mm. Michael, you've been covering politics for a long time. I mean, do you have a sense as to whether a lot of money is always to the benefit of a campaign or if it could cause a problem? I mean, where do you think Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown are going to put these millions of dollars?
Right. It's a good question. I mean, in a sense, I guess you can never have too much money if you're running a political campaign. But there does come a point of maybe diminishing returns. If you're spending so much time on fundraising, you're not getting out there and shaking hands and doing the kind of retail politics that makes a difference. In this case, I think the money will fund, you know, television ads, television ads, television ads.
And we've got 4 months to go.
Fun.
Michael Levinson is a reporter for the Boston Globe. He's speaking us today from the State House. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.